Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
If someone played old shows that I had done decades ago over and over again, I would eventually be very disturbed because I'd hear all the things that I did and I'd think I could have done better than that. So I wonder when Ramsey Lewis hears the in crowd as he celebrates his 80th birthday, 50 years in show business, what he thinks. Ramsey?
How can you ever get sick of that? Come on.
I think only good thoughts.
Good for you.
I think happy thoughts.
Thank you for saying that.
Me too.
You know why? Because when the in crowd became very, very popular, it allowed me to walk into a restaurant and not look at the food. I mean, not look at the price column first.
Yeah,
I could just look at the what do I want to eat today.
Ramsey Lewis celebrating at Ravinia, and there's a big show coming up with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra on August 8th. That should be really something.
And it's going to be huge. I started writing a work almost a year ago.
Oh, so you started writing the work that you're going to be performing a year ago?
Well, Wells Kaufman, bless his heart. He started me in 2007 to doing long-form works. Up until then, I was doing short pieces for my albums and such. And Will said, I want you to do something with the Joffrey Ballet, and it's going to be an hour. You do an hour. And I said, hours worth of music? I can't write an hour's worth of music. And he said, sure you can. I went home, and I'm sitting at the piano, and my wife, Jan, says, what are you doing? I said, I'm trying to think of an hour's worth of music. And she said, you know, I've seen you just sit down and improvise and play. Well, turn the tape recorder on, sit down and improvise and play, and then later on you'll turn it on and you'll get some songs. I did. We did. The Joffrey occasion turned out so good. In fact, it was the first concert. My son said, Dad, he came backstage. It was a resounding success. People were all standing up. He says, Dad, it's the first time you played a concert and you didn't close with the in crowd.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Okay, so here's my question. Now, you sat down, your wife said, you know, improvise, let's turn on the tape recorder, and, you know, you're going to play for an hour. Right. Okay, so then, could you ever, how do you remember it?
Well, the tape recorder had it.
So then you write the music based on the...
I went back over on the tape recorder. I said, oh, that melody's good. So I had my manuscript. And I wrote that melody, and I wrote this melody, and I wrote this melody.
And then it's what better place to play with anybody, but especially with the symphony, than Ravinia? What is it about that venue that is so incredible? Because Bob and I have been so lucky this year. We've gone to several shows there, and it's just, it is like if you are in a sound studio or something. It's perfectly, you know, the sound is
the acoustics
perfect.
And all.
Yeah.
It's one of the best, among the best venues for listening to music, for seeing music. And Wells Kaufman and the team have included me in the Ravinia family. And I'm just happy to be a part of it. You know, I almost played there almost every year.
But how did the show go at the Picasso in Daly Plaza at noon today?
It was red hot, and it wasn't because I was playing.
That was a free show presented by the city and the Department of Cultural Affairs, jazz legend Ramsey Lewis. And what a treat for folks on their lunch hour today.
It was. We had a good crowd. And we invited everybody out to Ravinia on August 8th, and they said they're coming.
Did you play what you're going to be playing at Ravinia,
or
were you playing other things?
Yeah, I was playing other things, because I would need the Chicago Symphony to play what I'm going to play.
I see.
Yeah.
And what's going on with, now your son, does he play with you, or is it your grandson? Wait, somebody plays with you.
Wow.
Well, he's got 7 kids, so there are a lot of possibilities there.
Well, on August 8th also, the first half of the show is with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
The second half is with the gospel choir from my church, and my sons, they're going to play with me.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then
awesome.
My friends, there's some Chicago musicians are going to sit in, and we're going to jam.
Oh, wow.
You know, the second half. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So I expect everybody to be there. I expect you guys to be there.
It's going to be great. Did you make your kids take piano lessons?
I did. I made them all take piano lessons. Some of them took it willingly and some of them didn't. But I thought that they should have that in their bag of whatever.
So we've done that with our kids. And, you know, even up until, you know, the age of going away to college. But it is a struggle with some who are not into it as much. Like, how do you keep saying, well, you're going to do it anyway, no matter what? I mean, that's what I do,
yeah,
but I don't know if that's good.
Yeah, I think it's important. None of them turned out to be piano players, but I thought that they should have some lessons under their belt. But, you know, I didn't want to continue to take lessons either. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I think it's fortunately, the piano teacher told my family, my father and mother, Little Ramsey has talent. I think it's just, when she said that, I said, oh my goodness, why did she say that?
Because you were not, like this, you didn't want to do music for a profession?
No. See, what happened, my older sister got the nod. My parents said, okay, Lucille, you get to go take piano lessons, and I'm in the floor shooting marbles or something. And it sounded to me like she was going to, you know, go to Toys R Us or something. And my parents were honest. They said, we can't afford with one child at a time. And Lucille's it. She's the oldest. And I just didn't hear of it. And so they finally said, okay, you can go too. And Ernestine Bruce said, after about 3 or 4 or 5 lessons to my parents, Lucille is probably going to end up doing a lot of different things in life, but it may not be playing piano. But little Ramsey, he has talent. I suggest that you stay with him. Oh, my God, why did she say that?
And when you were a young music student here in Chicago and you wanted to be a classical pianist, I'm sure many people said you can't, didn't they?
Yeah. In fact, I'm practicing and getting my classical chops together, Bach, Beethoven, Chopin, et cetera, and this dance band said, come play with our dance band, the Clefs. And my mother's like, oh, you can't play that kind of music, you know. Now, it's interesting. As time went by, I was playing for our church choir, our gospel choir. And, you know, the gospel choir in African-American church, they get down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? But jazz, she came down and talked to my piano teacher, and my mother said, he has a chance to play with this dance band. Do you think Dad will mess up his technique? Because I want him to. And she was honest. She says, you know, this is in the 50s. There are not many opportunities for African-Americans in classical music. And so he should be prepared to take every opportunity that he can. And I suggest that he play with the band. And God bless her, because had I not played with the band, I wouldn't be sitting here now with you guys talking about the In Crowd.
And 80 albums under your belt, 7 gold records, 3 Grammys. And this one, though, Sun Goddess, is the one that Marianne always talks about. She loves this. Marianne, go ahead, tell your little story, and we'll hear a little Sun Goddess.
It was the 70s, right? It was the 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was the 70s in Miami, so imagine. And I was a teenager in the 70s in Miami. So a lot of other things were going on at the same time. As this just brings back a lot of great memories.
Yeah, it still sounds very contemporary. It really does.
Yeah, well, you know, Maurice, that was an afterthought for Maurice. Maurice White.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The leader of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
Writing a lot of songs. They already had many hits, That's the Way of the World, and I don't know how many different hits they had. And he had played with one of my trios. He said, hey, Ramsey, I got a couple songs that you might want to record. One of them is a surefire hit. It's going to be bigger than the In Crowd. Now, he knew how big the In Crowd was because he was playing with my group when the In Crowd was very, very big. I said, Maurice, what are you talking about? He says, they had just played Madison Square Garden, okay? And we got to go back to L.A., but we'll stop in Chicago and record it with you if you want. I said, okay. He stopped in Chicago, and for 3 days we labored with this piece until we got it like he wanted it. And I said, what are you going to name it? He says, I forgot the name of it now, but it wasn't Sun Goddess. It was after that piece that he said, I have another one. He says, but it's just something we're going to jam on, you know. There's no words, no what. And so we went back in the studio, and we put this little song down. And he said, everybody take a solo. And then he said, God, I still need words, but he didn't have words. He says, oh, well, I'll just say way-o, way-o.
I love that. I always wondered what that meant.
It doesn't mean anything.
And I got to get in my favorite, too, Wade in the Water. And this is another one that still today sounds great. I used to talk about the records like this as having a very low sickness factor. You could hear it over and over and over and over again. You wouldn't get tired of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On our regular basis. I hope you're okay.
Don't tell him. He'll charge us. Where was this recorded?
Chess Recording Studio.
That was at Chess, legendary building, and I'm on a campaign to get that thing souped up and hyped up and exploited like Memphis does with Sun Studios.
And why can't that happen anyway?
Well, it should.
It really should. You know, we talk about this all the time. Like,
a lot of hits came out of that. 2130 South Mission.
2120.
2120.
Yeah.
By the way, Sun Goddess reminds me of That's the Way of the World. A little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I mean, the same writer.
Same writer, yeah.
Yeah, same kind of melody.
Ramsey Lewis at Ravinia, August 8th, celebrating 50 years in show business and your 80th birthday. Old is the new young, you know, Ramsey.
Yeah.
So you're young.
I'm enjoying the new young.
Yeah.
Good for you. Look great, as always. Please say hi to your wife.
I will.
She's so sweet. Is she still making the bracelets?
Yeah, she is.
Yes.
I'll tell her you remembered.
Tell her we said hello.
Okay.
I posted a picture today on Instagram holding the bracelet.
Oh, great.
We will see you at Ravinia.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.